The USDA released their most recent weekly crop progress report, and it shows the Midwestern corn crop has slipped a couple of notches because we are seeing some drier conditions. However, according to Brad Rippey, on the whole, the crop's not doing that bad.
73% of the corn crop rated good to excellent on August 3rd. Just 7% very poor to poor. A week ago, those numbers were 75% good to excellent, 6% very poor to poor. Almost all the crop, 90% nationally, has silked. 88% is the five-year average. Meanwhile, corn having reached the dough stage, 36% nationally. Five-year average, 29%.
There are only three states that actually have more than 30% of their corn crop yet to silk, and yeah, you guessed it, Wisconsin is one of them. Now, when looking at our corn crop here in Wisconsin, according to Joe Lauer, our corn specialist, there's two things we really need. One is growing degree days. The other...
Really, what's comfortable for you and I is also going to be comfortable for the corn crop. And ideally, we'd like to get that 1 inch of rain a week.
As far as the soybean progress, it continues to be pretty good.
At 71% good to excellent, 6% very poor to poor. Only Arkansas and Louisiana are above 10% very poor to poor. Among the 18 major production states. Soybeans setting pods, passing the halfway mark, and now at 57%.
Well, rising interest rates and falling commodity prices are increasing the potential for future development of an asset bubble in U.S. farmland values. That's according to Sterling Liddell. He's the vice president for Rabobank. He said with the corn and soybean prices dropping drastically in the past few months, if we do have a pretty strong harvest, you can see a drop in those land values.
Over the next couple of years, we still have a lot to do, but where we're looking at very large harvests in corn, looking at a large potential harvest with soybeans and wheat, staying at least adequate and possibly growing this year, we would expect to see land values declining in order to stay within a reasonable range for revenue.
And while it's always nice to walk away with a blue ribbon from exhibiting at State Fair, Tina Coleman, who's the superintendent of the Junior Dairy Show, says just the life skills these young people are learning are well worth the effort.
A dedication, responsibility for another animal, management skills. They also learn sportsmanship. They also learn teamwork and a lot of great leadership skills. And one of the most important things here at Wisconsin State Fair is communication, because these kids are the face of agriculture for the next 10 days as the urban community comes and visits the animals in the barns.
Well, on the market front, it was a good day for dairy as blocks picked up 6 cents at 206 a pound, barrels up 9 cents at 209, and AA butter remained at 240 a pound. The Class 3 prices, August up 29 to 21.76. September tops at 21.94, and October is at 21.14. Board of Trade, September corn up 6 1/4, pricing at 358 3/4 cents. December tops at 369 1/4 cents. Beans for August up 17.5 to 12.32 1/2 cents. September 10.95 1/4 cents. While wheat for September 5.44 a bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 110 to 125. Most of the slaughter cows, 90 to 109. Replacement bull calves, 240 to 380. Heifer calves, 175 to 310. And those barrels and gilts, 78 to 90. And that is an agricultural update. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.